Hey everybody, Katie Kendall from Kitchen Stewardship here, and I am pleased to host Reetha Nesmith from Plant Therapy. We're talking essential oils today. This is a subject that I'm constantly curious about. I feel like even though I've had essential oils in my house for probably 7 years now, I always feel like I'm a rookie because the breadth and depth of this subject is massive. There's always more to learn, and that's a beautiful thing, but it can be a scary thing, so we don't want it to be overwhelming. Today we're talking about a real specific subject. We're going to talk about kid-safe oils. And obviously the first thing you got to ask is why? Why are we even talking about kid-safe oils? I thought essential oils were natural and that they're all perfectly safe. And mostly, I mean, they are natural, but even natural things are not the perfect fit for everyone, every body. And so little tiny bodies sometimes need a little bit different situation than bigger people bodies. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And Reetha, tell us a little bit, just real quick, about your background and why I'm interviewing you, and obviously not vice versa, because I got no background.
So I actually grew up using essential oils. My mom is an aromatherapist, and so, you know, I've used them my whole life. I've been around them my whole life, and about 4.5 years ago, I was given the opportunity to start working at Plant Therapy, and I started their social media sites, their Facebook site. I also started their blog, and then I worked a lot in the customer service, answering customers' questions about, you know, what essential oil is good for what. And so it was then that I decided that I wanted to also become certified in aromatherapy, because I was answering all these questions, I was doing blog posts, and I knew a lot about essential oils because I had grown up using them. But I didn't feel like my knowledge base was deep enough to really give our customers the help that they needed. So I became a certified aromatherapist about 3 years ago. Let's see. Yes.
My mom is wise faster.
It does. And I have my certificate right on my wall. So I was taking a quick look. So yeah, 3 years ago, I got my certificate in aromatherapy. And I have continued to, you know, work with Plant Therapy on the different things, some safety recommendations, you know, formulations. And now we have a full team of aromatherapists that do that. And I am one of them. So
perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for. You got the paper, you've got the knowledge. And I'm pretty sure, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong title or put words in your mouth. So yeah, so Reetha's done the learning and, you know, she knows what she's talking about. So let's get to the bottom of the definition here. Why are some oils called kid safe? I know Plant Therapy calls them kid safe. It's a pretty simple term. Just why are some safe for children and others maybe are not?
Yeah, so kid safe is our trademark on our synergy blends that we created for children. But the reason some essential oils are safe for children and some are not, there's actually a few reasons. You know, sometimes essential oils are really hot when you get into the cinnamon's time, and they can be really bad skin irritants. So we don't recommend those be used with children. There are also essential oils that can cause breathing problems in young children and have been shown to do that. And those oils are ones that are high in cineol and menthol. So those are going to be your eucalyptus, rosemary, peppermint, corn mint, those types of oils. And so, you know, those are just a couple, some of the more popular reasons why an essential oil wouldn't be kid safe. But Plant Therapy in our kid safe line, which I know we talk a little bit more specific at your later questions, but really the one thing that we look for in our kid safe line is if there are any extra precautions with an oil, it won't be included in our kid safe line.
Okay, so they are like the very top of, there's no question about these oils, which is what I love. Like, I don't have to question. I don't have to do the research because I can read it right on the bottle. So yeah. It makes me feel more confident. They're like, I don't have to go get a piece of paper.
No, it does make it easier.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So you hit upon it a little bit, and now I'm even more curious. But what are some of the possible consequences of like using a non-kid safe oil with children? And I think what I'm hearing you say is that there's maybe differences in like the aromatherapy part versus the topical uses.
There are definitely, yeah. And it depends on the oil. And we've kind of just said, you know, if it isn't safe to use with a child for whatever reason, we just aren't going to market kid safe. So sometimes, you know, it might be a topical application, which makes it not safe, but we still just aren't going to recommend you use it because otherwise it gets really complicated. What can I diffuse? Yeah. What can I apply topically? And it's really overwhelming, especially for people who are just starting out wanting to know what is safe for children or not. And so, you know, like I talked about, there are some oils that can cause breathing problems. And I actually had a friend who was talking to me about this, and I had mentioned something about peppermint causing breathing problems, and kind of the reasons behind it, you know, because it has a cooling effect and, you know, all the kind of science behind it. And she was like, oh my goodness, you're kidding. She said she has a son who has asthma in the winter due to the cold weather, and he can't use peppermint. And she had never connected the dots. And she had tried to use peppermint with him multiple times, and it became really hard for him to breathe. And it was the same reason of why he has hard times breathing in the winter. And that goes, like I said, to the oils that are high in cineol and menthol. Those are the two major constituents that can cause the breathing problems in young children. And then, you know, hot oils, there are skin allergens, skin irritants. And so, you know, we have sadly heard of stories where a mother has put an undiluted cinnamon on their child and they actually get blisters from it burning their skin. You know, so there's lots of different skin things that can happen, especially with young children, because their skin's still so thin, it's developing. So it's more sensitive to the oils when applied topically.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, because I hate to scare people, like, it doesn't mean that all of the potentially not kid safe oils are going to hurt all kids. It's just a greater risk because of the younger bodies, right?
Absolutely. And Robert Tizarin, who we'll talk a little bit more about our formulation of our KidSafe line, because we work really close with him with our KidSafe oils. And he has actually said, you know, if you have used peppermint around your children and they're completely fine with it, then the chances of them having a breathing problem or some reaction to it, you know, are pretty slim. But our concern is when we're educating the mass, you know, it's hard for us to say, you might not, so you could try it. You know, it's easier to say, don't try it. There could be a consequence. There could be, you know, some effect that your child has that we just want to stay away from.
Yeah, absolutely. But so, like, if some mom just heard you say eucalyptus or peppermint or cinnamon, and they thought, oh my goodness, I totally used that when my kid was two, and I feel so guilty now. But like you're saying, you would see the reaction right away. So there's no like retrospective guilt that we need to have here.
No, yeah, we see that all the time, you know, where they're like, oh my goodness, I've been using that, I feel so guilty. And we say, don't feel guilty. You know, one, you didn't know. Two, your child didn't have a reaction. If they did, I'm sure you stopped using it, you know. We don't see parents that they put an oil on their child's skin and they start having a reaction and they keep doing it over and over again, you know. I mean, parents are very smart. And so we just, you know, some parents who use it and aren't sure if they have their child has had a reaction or not, we say if you continue to use it like you have, just pay extra close attention. If you've used peppermint or eucalyptus with around your children before, you know, and you want to continue to do it because you don't think that they've had any breathing problems, just pay extra close attention, you know, to make sure that there isn't something that you've missed because you haven't been looking for it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then for topical application, I know I did a video that you can find on YouTube or on my site about diluting, because that's really important. Most oils, no matter what, you dilute with a carrier oil for topical, just to confirm that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we always recommend diluting. There really isn't any need not to. And, you know, it saves you money because essential oils are usually a lot more expensive than a carrier oil. And when you dilute, then the essential oil is not evaporating, and so more is getting onto your skin. You know, there's so many reasons why we recommend you dilute essential oils, one of them being safety, but there's a lot more reasons. So we always just recommend to dilute your oil before using them topically.
Perfect. And I love that you mentioned budget, because that's very much the central mission of Kitchen Stewardship, is to balance it all. And obviously, our money is a limited resource, so we don't want to – why put more on than you need, right? You wouldn't eat three dinners. So why use triple the essential oils? So now if someone has a favorite oil or blend that they do like, and maybe they're just starting to have children, or maybe they're just learning more about KidSafe oils and thinking, I'd rather not take the risk. I see some of these, you know, hot or breathing potential problem oils in my favorite blend. How can they find a suitable alternative that would be safe for children? Is there a strategy for that?
You know, we don't have like a easy way to do it. We don't have a chart that has, you know, direct comparisons for all of the different blends to make them kid safe or not. But we do have a team of six certified aromatherapists on staff that, you know, anybody's always welcome to email and say, hey, I've been using this blend. Do you have a kid-safe version? Or I love this oil. Is there one that does something similar? You know, because eucalyptus is often used for respiratory problems. And so a lot of people are, you know, when their kid is congested or something, I've always used eucalyptus. What can I use in place? There are definitely safe oils that work just as good as eucalyptus. And so, you know, a quick email to us and we'll be able to send you a list of oils that work in their place. We do have a chart that lists kid-safe oils and it lists them in different categories, you know, kid-safe oils that help with respiratory issues, kid-safe oils that help with attention, kid-safe oils that help with, you know, stomach issues. We do have a chart that lists them that way that it's, you know, can make it easier for parents who are using it for a specific reason that they can go just go choose a bunch of the oils under that certain area and then know that those are the ones that work for that are also kid-safe.
That's awesome. I'd actually rather have an email than a strategy because for me, like, type an email with your question, get a personalized answer. Like, that's so much less stressful than like, consult this chart, find the blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that was your answer. And we'll make sure that in this, you know, in this post and on the video on YouTube that we include that information and the link to that chart. That'll be awesome. So now we talk about there's single oils, which have, you know, usually a variety of purposes. If you Google like how to use blank oil, you'll get like 101 uses for blank oil. And you're like, oh, great. That was overwhelming. And then there's oil blends. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about why blend an oil in the first place. And then how did plant therapy decide or, you know, figure out the right synergy? I know a few things. The right synergy for the kids safe blends. I know a couple of vocabulary words. I was a teacher.
Yeah. So with blends or synergies, the combination of single oils to make a blend or a synergy, you find oils that are common in what you're trying to, you know, accomplish. So essential oils that are common in respiratory health. And when you combine them, then those properties become even stronger. And so that's the reason why you create synergies or why you create essential oil blends. So when plant therapy started out to do this, we contacted Robert Tizrin, who had been consulting for us a little bit, and we were like, hey, we really want to do this kid-safe line for our customers because it was, you know, the number one question that we always got. What essential oils can I use with my children? Are these ones safe? Aren't these ones safe? So, you know, we wanted to make it easy. So we originally started with 20 kid-safe synergies, and we have since added one. So now we have 21 kid-safe synergies. And we, Robert Tizrin and plant therapy specifically formulated these 21 synergies for concerns that parents see most with their children. So, you know, sicknesses, growing pains, ear discomfort, you know, different things like that. Children that need help with focusing or, you know, attention, those type of things, calming, sleeping, you know, you can name it. We have 21 synergies that we specifically formulated for parents' top concerns with their children. And so, you know, it makes it easy. You know, someone goes to our website and we have one called Calming the Child. They're going to know what it's used for. And so, you know, we have one called Nighty Night and it helps with sleep or Sniffle Stop or it helps with congestion, you know. So we really tried to make the names so it's easy for parents to go to the website. They see the 21 kid-safe synergies. They know what it's going to help with.
That's so awesome. So I just want to, like, confirm and clarify because I love this. Like, using 3 drops of, let's take eucalyptus, which is not kid-safe. 3 drops of eucalyptus in a carrier blend, rub it on your chest. You know, you're trying to clear up some congestion. First of all, might not be safe for all children. Second of all, you're saying if you can use 3 drops of a blended oil where basically you're getting various ways to treat the congestion or to help the congestion, it's going to be more effective than just the single, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, often people, you know, people find a lot of success with certain oils, but sometimes those oils don't work as well as maybe another oil for someone. So, you know, also helps when you're combining it, like you said, then it covers multiple areas on how to help with congestion. You know, it might be breaking up congestion or it might be help clearing your nostrils, you know, when you can't breathe. So there might be multiple things that each oil does a little bit better than another one. And like you said, when you combine it, then it covers multiple areas. And, you know, it's all those different chemical constituents within each essential oil that are now working together or doubling up, you know, to make it more effective.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And I imagine that certain people are going to react better or worse to certain oils. So this cuts out a lot of the guessing and checking that, you know, if parents could look up like, oh, these 5 oils might help my problem. Let's see which one's best for my kid. Like, again, to me, that just sounds really taxing on my brain. If I've got multiple kids and I'm trying to remember which kid, whatever. Like, so I just love the blends and I love the Kids Safe stuff. I know we just recently got the Growing Pains blend because that's an intense problem in our house with a lot of crying at night. And so it's just so nice. Like, I just rub it all over their knees and just like, smell this, you guys. Doesn't this smell so nice? Let's go back to sleep. And I love it. I feel I just came from a kindergarten and I swear some kids just like, they hardly are even touching their chair. They're so wiggly. And you're talking about the calming the child and the attention blends. I thought, gosh, I should just like put some on a cotton ball and like put it in the middle of the table. Like, not that I shouldn't do that, but I'm tempted to.
No, I mean, we see a lot of parents that will use some of those essential oils with their kids at school. And, you know, we always recommend doing it personal just to make sure that another kid doesn't have a reaction or something. And personal aromatherapy inhalers are perfect for that. Kid can stick it in their pocket and just pull it out and smell it when they need to. You know, it makes it really simple. It makes them be able to take it on the go, use it when they're at school. So, you know, there's so many options. And I know kind of just what you're saying, you know, it gets overwhelming, like what oils to use and how am I supposed to use it? Am I supposed to apply it topically? Am I supposed to diffuse it if they're at school? You know, it gets overwhelming. And it's really just send us an email. I mean, it's that easier. You know, I know often people like to leave comments on blog posts and things like that, you know, and so it, you know, reach out, ask someone, because I think that when you do start with one simple way that you know that you can use this oil and it works and you get comfortable with that one way, then it's easier to branch out than just like, you know, trying multiple things. Start with one oil, one simple way, you know, or one blend, one simple way, and then you'll start to get comfortable and it's easier to branch out and start using other oils or, you know, start playing around and seeing if there's a different way that might work better.
Absolutely. Baby steps. We are all about that here. So now this is not on my list of questions, but you mentioned you added an oil and I don't know which one it is. And I'm deadly curious. What's the new one?
We added our ear ease.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that one's very popular.
Yeah, it is actually. It's very popular. We launched it, I'm going to say it's probably 4 months ago now, around there. Yep.
So to use that, would a parent just kind of apply it diluted or from a roll-on around the ear area, or how does that work?
Yeah, we actually did it only diluted since that's one that, you know, absolutely is not going to help being diffused. You know, it has to be used topically on the ear for it to help. And so we have it ready, diluted already in a carrier oil. It's in hemp seed that is a good carrier oil to use for the ear. And so we list 3 different ways that a parent can use it, you know, and so just whatever way you're most comfortable using it. But, you know, we recommend starting on the outside of the ear. It comes with a dropper. So you just put a couple drops on the outside of the ear, gently massage it. You can also put a couple drops on a cotton ball and then, you know, just gently insert that into the ear as well. So there's a few different ways to use it, but we try to make it really convenient. It's already diluted, comes with a dropper, you know, so there's no question there of how to use it. It's ready to go.
That's perfect. That's so simple. All right, so what are your favorite uses for essential oils with your own kids? And just because I forgot this in the intro, what are the ages of your own kids?
I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old boy and then a 2-year-old daughter.
So you're busy enough, so you totally empathize with all of our brains being full. Yep. Do you have any just favorites that you rely on? Like, oh, thank goodness this exists.
You know, I do. So I am very the type of person that really uses essential oils with my children when it's needed. So, you know, I'm not using them topically all the time. I'm not diffusing them all the time with my children. I'm using them when it's needed. Now, we do have a couple fun ways that we use them. Like, you know, I have like a bath fizzy recipe that I use them in that the kids really love. And sometimes, you know, that's not always needed. Sometimes I'll do like a calming blend or I'll have one with like our sniffle stopper in there when the kids are, you know, congested or whatever. But other times, you know, it's just fun for them and they get the nice relaxing aromas of essential oils. But otherwise, I really use them when they're needed. And some of my favorite, you had mentioned Growing Pains. So my 5-year-old, I think he's just about out of this Growing Pains period, because I know they go through multiple, but I think he's about out of this one because it's been a few weeks since we've had to use it. But you know, I think every parent who has a child who has a growing pains, you know, they just wake up crying and they have no idea what's going on and they're just in pain and they can't figure it out. And, you know, it's really sad. So we've had a lot of success with growing pains. Germ Destroyer and Immune Boom are both ones that anytime someone's sick or we've been around someone who is sick, we will use often. And my favorite ways to use those is the Germ Destroyer I diffuse to help, you know, clean out the germs in the air. And I also will use that in a spray bottle with like water and use it like after I'm done cleaning up everything. You know, I always spray it down with the Germ Destroyer just to give that extra like protection of, you know, getting rid of those germs. And then
I know, that feels so good. Like I win.
Yeah. You're gone. Exactly. And the Immune Boom, you know, there are just some things that you've just seen so much success with, right? That you just know without a doubt that that is what is helping you with your success. And I've seen that with Immune Boom. And what I do is we sell all of our KidSafe Synergies come in undiluted and pre-diluted roll-ons. So I have about 6 pre-diluted roll-ons, you know, in my purse around my house, and then I'll buy like the larger Immune Booms and then fill up my roll-ons, you know. But what I do is I roll it on my kid's hand, kind of like a hand sanitizer when someone's sick. And when I do that consistently, like 2 to 3 times a day, it completely protects everyone else. Like when I'm consistent with it, nobody else in my family gets sick. Like I just swear by it. So that's a big one. The Immune Boom roll-on on the hand, it has worked perfect for my family.
Oh my goodness. And that's a new one for me. So I'm going to be making an order probably.
Yeah.
We all 6 of us always get everything one day after another.
I know. I swear by it. And it's like every time that I forget to be consistent, because it's hard, you know, I'm busy. I work a full-time job. I have 3 children. Everyone's going to school. You know, sometimes you forget and then it's like, okay, I'm going to start doing it now because someone else has gotten sick. So, you know, you do have to stay consistent, but I swear by it. And then the Sniffle Stopper is another just serious ultimate favorite. I mean, every single time one of my children's are congested, especially at night, because I don't notice it with my children during the day as much when they're congested, but at night, you know, they just have such a hard time sleeping because they can't breathe. And, you know, I'll use the roll-on again just because it's easier. I just put a little bit under their nose and then just like a little wipe on their chest, and it works so well. So, and that's a great one to use in place of like a eucalyptus because it's, you know, completely kid safe. And I have seen just as much success with that as I have any time I've used the eucalyptus or the rosemary's or the peppermint. So
that is so good to know. That's good to know because, I mean, really congestion is a huge need, I think, for parents. I'm like, I just want to help my child sleep. But yeah, we have that when we diffuse it. And sometimes I wish the roll-on was like this thick so I could just put it on the chest quicker. I'm always like, coloring.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's good. The pre-diluted, that's very good. I bought the growing pains not pre-diluted, and so I'm always like in the middle of the night like, okay, put a little bit of oil in my palm because I don't want to go get a dish. I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Why do I not have the roll-on?
That's how I usually do it too. I just put a little bit of coconut oil or whatever carrier oil I have in my palm, and then, you know, 1 to 2 drops of the essential oil, rub it together. And because you're right, you don't always want to go put it in a dish and make up a large batch. So,
right. And you can't, I mean, one good thing to remember about diluting is that if it's just in an open dish, it's going to oxidize and kind of lose its potency anyway. So it's not the kind of thing to do in the middle of the night.
No.
But yeah, 1 to 2 drops is all it takes for, you know, if anyone's listening that's kind of a rookie, they're so strong. And really that's the crux of the matter why we're talking about kids' safe oils, is that they are natural, but they do have chemical constituents and they are very strong and powerful, which is why they work. And so you really only need a drop or two in like a teaspoon of oil, especially for children, the dilution is less. And I'll make sure that we link too to the dilution memory trick that I have, which I use all the time. It's 1, 2, 3. 1% dilution is 2 teaspoons carrier oil and 3 drops essential oil. So it's not hard. You can maybe remember that even in the middle of the night or by the roll-on. So, well, thank you so much, Rita. It was really a pleasure. And I mean, I know I learned a little bit more and have some new wishes on my list. We really appreciate you being here. And I think it's great. I thought it was really good for me too, to hear about how you use them, because I think that there's a misconception out there that anyone who's into essential oils like uses them all the time. Like, right, the diffuser's going constantly. And it's just, it's not necessary. And so for me, it's refreshing to hear that someone who's been immersed in them your whole life, and this is your job, that it's honest for you to say, use them when you need them. And I think that that's a really good philosophy to have.
Thanks.
So, all right, well, we'll make sure that we have links to plant therapy. And I, again, love that you can just email an aromatherapist and get your questions answered there. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Katie.